Hey guys, welcome to ANX Gamecast Bonus Level 4. I'm Unbiased Ann, and I'm here with Genesis, and today we have a guest with us, Josh. Thanks for joining us.
Thanks for having me.
How's it going, guys?
Good.
It's going great. Raining in game, but it's not raining outside.
That's true. Mine's raining too. So what are y'all excited to talk about?
Mew. Yes.
You have a Mew already?
I have my Mew.
To talk about getting one.
I already have it.
What?
I'm just excited looking at mine.
I guess I'm excited to talk about the next community day because we kind of missed the last one. Shh, don't tell nobody.
Yeah, I'm with you. I'm excited for the next one. It was kind of sad that we didn't get to go to the last one.
But we'll get into that in round two. So first things first, as normal, let's get in our social media plugs. Follow us on Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, Twitch, at ANX Gamecast. Let's talk about SoundCloud real quick and iTunes. Thank you for everyone who's listening to our podcast. Let's just make sure we hit that subscribe button. Let's go ahead and subscribe. And if you want to leave a review, that'll really help us out a lot. So again, thank you for listening. But SoundCloud, iTunes, and I think we're on a bunch of third-party apps. I really need to dig into that and look into that. Generically, it's picking up our RSS feed. So if there's a specific site that you're listening to our website on, shoot us a DM or something on Instagram so we'll know the prevalent ones so we can maybe subscribe to them and start maybe pushing them a little bit more. So hey, you like what you like, but SoundCloud, iTunes, at ANX Gamecast. If you have an email that you would like to send us with suggestions about today's show, please send it to podcasts@anxgamecenter.com. So let's jump right into
round one.
And let's do an introduction to the new Pokemon trainer at the table.
Josh.
I think you listened to our last podcast, so you know how this is going to work.
Mm-hmm.
So we're going to have a couple of questions for you. So let's get to know Josh. What team are you on?
I represent Valor.
Oh, woo-hoo. So we're
red.
Yep. In the building.
Yep.
Okay, cool. What level are you?
Level 40.
What?
Yep, that happened.
That happened.
That really happened.
That's awesome.
I grinded Rayquaza.
So there's been an update since the last time we did a Pokemon Go episode. I am also now level 40.
Hey, that's awesome.
So
Unbiased Dan.
What level are you now?
I'm level 39 and a half.
39 and a half. Okay. That half is important. That half is a lot.
It is.
So when do you expect to be 40?
I don't know. Cause we haven't been really grinding as hard.
I was talking about in real life, not on the game.
Oh, 20 years from now.
Okay. So Josh, last time we did our highest CP Pokemon, let's talk about the top three strongest Pokemon you have.
My highest CP would be my Mewtwo at 3,843.
Dang.
And
then my two Metagross come in second and third. 3,624 is my 98%. And then my 93% Metagross is 3,549.
Ooh.
Mm-hmm.
So let me jump in real quick. So my high CP Pokemon is still the Ho-Oh, my 96 Ho-Oh at 3,674. Second is the Groudon, also 96 IV, 3619. And my third highest is my 93 Mewtwo at the 3553. So since it, what IV is your Mewtwo?
This Mewtwo right here, I think is 84, 85.
Oh, okay.
This is my first one. I invested in my very first one.
I was just about to ask.
I have a better one.
Yeah, that's probably your first one. And
yeah.
Because a lot of people did that. They caught their first one and they were like, I'll probably never catch another one again. And if it's decent, they were like, I'm just going to dump all the dust into it.
I chucked a bunch of rare candy into him.
Yeah.
Yep. Now I'm like, I have a 96. And I'm like, why did I do that?
Yeah. Yeah. Plenty of double Stardust events. So
yeah,
you can do that. So
Unbiased Dan.
What about you?
My top one is it's a 98 Kyogre and it's 3,776.
Mm.
And then a 98 Tyranitar, 3,661. And a 96 Dragonite, 3,560.
So I think you probably will beat up my top my top three lineup, especially with your top being a Kyogre and my top being a Ho-Oh.
Mm-hmm.
I'll probably get the beat down. So, Josh,
mm-hmm.
what's your favorite normal Pokemon? Not normal type, but just normal.
I'd have to give Gardevoir.
Yeah?
Yep. It's just something about her. She's got this like ethereal look to her.
So psychic.
Yes.
You like
yes,
psychic?
I love the psychic.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
What about your favorite legendary Pokemon?
Mew.
Just Mew.
Mm-hmm.
Your new
My Mew. New baby.
So let's so was it a good IV?
91.
Yeah.
I got lucky.
That'll do.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's awesome.
Mm-hmm.
That will do. So does it have a cool move or is it just like Mewtwo?
Well, there's
move?
Like 300 different move sets. And I used all of my charged TMs to get the one that I wanted. What? And I haven't, yeah. If you look at the movesets, there's tons of movesets.
Wow, that's
so
crazy.
I did over 35 TMs on them and didn't get the one I wanted yet.
You still haven't?
Mm-mm.
Oh my gosh.
So I wonder if that's why we've been getting more lately, because we've noticed that like we just have like 30 and 40 charged TMs and fast TMs and stuff like that. So
yeah, well, I've been saving mine up, so I'm glad I'm going to keep them.
So I read on the internet that his tap attack is the best one to have is pound. And then this, I can't remember the hold attack, but right now he has flash cannon.
Mm.
So it's a metal type attack. So
yeah.
We'll see how that
that's
goes.
That's crazy. I had no idea there was that many.
So don't dump your TMs.
Yeah. No,
you're going to need them for that Mew.
Okay.
You hear that out there? So let's talk about Pokedex real quick. What's your Pokedex look like?
I've caught 363. And I've seen 369.
Jeez.
Spoofers. Wow. Spoofers.
Jeez. putting
those sightings in my thing. It's like, but I do have Corsola and Heracross. Trip to Mexico. Just saying.
Yeah. So we have the Heracross, but we don't have the Corsola yet. But I think there's places in Texas we can go and get the Corsola, mm-hmm. right?
Yep.
Yeah. So that's what we're doing tomorrow.
Okay.
So.
Unbiased Dan.
What about your Pokedex? What does it look like? Same thing?
360.
No.
No,
oh, okay.
No, I don't have that many. 345 I've caught.
Okay.
And I've seen 359.
Okay. So looks like I'm low man on the totem pole. I caught 344 and I've seen 357. So it's time. I think I know of two or three things I can evolve and go ahead and make that happen. So I'm coming for you.
I know you always are.
Josh, what about your history with Pokemon? How'd you get started playing Pokemon Go?
My nephew comes and stays with me every summer, and the game launched during the summer, and he was like, hey, we should download this. I never grew up playing it. Actually, I was just more into like Xbox games. And
shout
stuff.
Out to Chance.
Yeah, shout out to my nephew Chance.
Yay, yeah. Chance.
Michigan, represent. But he was just like, hey, let's download this game. We both picked our teams at the same time. And I'm actually still playing with him all the time, so...
That's
it's
awesome.
Kept us connected, and he's always so excited for me whenever I get something. So we're always talking about sharing what we catch and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's our bond.
Yeah, that's awesome.
Mm-hmm.
Cool, cool. So now that we know Josh, let's jump right into
round two.
And let's talk about the last Pokemon Go Community Day. Community Day number 3 featuring Bulbasaur. So,
Josh,
we usually do all these Community Days together. So for you. For you all who don't know, Josh is a part of the raid group that we're a part of, just like Diane from our previous bonus episode. We were not able to join you this time. So what did we miss? Did you all go to the local mall again?
You missed 40 minutes of rain at the beginning and then it turned to sun. But you know what? It was a great time. I ended up catching 10 shiny.
10, oh my gosh. 10,
but I grind like when I go.
Yeah.
I'm mall walking, though, you know.
Yeah, you walk
hands
really fast.
Hands above my heart. Yes.
Yeah.
So did you all just park your car near some Pokestops or did you drive around?
No, I park way out in the way out back parking lots and I walk that whole loop over and over and over.
Well,
and,
I mean, the 40 minutes it was raining. What did
I just walked in the rain.
Oh.
Yeah.
Dedication.
Hardcore.
I'm hardcore.
Yeah.
Go hard or go home.
Did a lot of people show up though?
It wasn't like the time before because of the weather,
mm-hmm.
but after it kind of cleared up the first 40 minutes, that was the least people. And then people started showing up. later into the event.
That's so crazy because do you remember it rained on the Dratini event also, and it stopped right at like 1 o'clock when it started.
And they were all boosted for the beginning.
Yeah.
Remember all the Dratini?
Which was cool, but not cool at the same time.
Yeah.
It's like, I can't catch these things.
Well, that's how I got my boosted 89% Dragonite, shiny Dragonite.
Gotcha.
I'll take it.
For real.
So what did you think, generally speaking, about the shiny Bulbasaur?
Looks wise on the game, I like had to keep double checking my phone to see if it was shiny. I was like, is this shiny?
It's very hard to tell.
Like, what's going on here? You know, the coloration wasn't as extreme as what the Dratini was, because the Dratini was like pink.
Pink, yeah.
I mean, hi, I'm shiny.
Right.
Yeah, so it's just different. But
I don't know why they did that.
I don't know, but I did notice that like wild Bulbasaur, they usually have like a high run rate.
Mm-hmm.
Right. So you usually have to bury them. But during the event, it wasn't like that.
Right.
They had a high catch rate. So I feel like they did alter that a little bit.
Yeah.
What's the specific term? I think they're considered special.
Yeah.
It's a special Pokemon. Mm-hmm. This is a starter Pokemon.
And the starter Pokemons are always hard to catch.
Really hard to catch.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, I think I was with Unbiasan when the event happened, and she asked me, well, what color is the shiny? How do I know it's shiny? I said, it's green.
Yeah.
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 Literally.
Like, what?
It's a green Bulbasaur.
I was just looking for the sparkles around it.
Mm-hmm. Right. That's what we figured out too.
Yeah.
Now, once it evolved and
then
Yeah. And the flower on top turned yellow. Oh, that was cool.
Mm-hmm.
That looked pretty cool.
Mm-hmm.
But I think what the Venusaur is like, the puke green.
Yeah.
But,
yeah.
But it's still cool. So,
Unbiased Dan,
tell us about what you were doing during the community day Bulbasaur event.
Well, I was laying in a hospital bed.
What?
Yeah.
What?
Yeah. Terrible timing. So I don't know. Do you want me to get into the details of why I was in the hospital or?
So I think this is what we're going to do. Just to be totally transparent. It's been a long time since we recorded because like she said, she has been in the hospital and things like that. So this is what we're going to do. Sometime this weekend, we're going to record just an ANX Gamecast update. Let everybody know what's been going on, what's to come, because, I mean, May is going to be super busy with all the movies and stuff coming out. So we're going to record ANX Gamecast update and release that. So by the time you hear this Pokemon Go bonus level episode, that update should be out. And it'll just be something quick just to let everybody know what happened and where we're going moving forward. So, but you were in the hospital during the event.
Yes, and luckily my room was next to a what do you call it? A Pokestop?
Gym.
A gym.
Yeah, it was
Even better.
Right. It was right next to a gym. So we were still able to play or participate in community day, and I actually did catch two Bulbasaur.
Shiny.
So, shiny. Yeah. I caught two shiny Bulbasaur, which I was very happy with because I didn't think I was going to catch anything.
Mm-hmm.
Just one gym, I was like, you know, I don't know. I just didn't.
Nothing we can put a lore module on.
Right.
So there wasn't a stop there. There was a stop that was just out of range of us.
Were you running incense?
Yeah.
Okay.
So we did the incense. Luckily for us, it was weird. We got really good service in the hospital. However, for some reason, our character just kept running back and forth. So I think that's why we were able to catch more than what we were expecting.
Mm-hmm.
So there was two different locations that the person would run to. So,
Like he was drifting in the game.
Yeah.
That's a good thing.
Yeah, that's a good thing. So we were hatching eggs,
mm-hmm.
and we were able to catch Bulbasaur that wasn't in our immediate area.
Mm-hmm.
Especially those times, once you catch everything in your area, especially if you're stationary, if you're not moving, then you might get three to spawn every 15, 20 minutes or so. And that was slow moving, but as the character ran across the street, hey, there's more over there.
Even incense slow down if you're not moving.
Yeah.
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 Way down.
Yeah, way down.
Yeah.
We did try to get up and move, IV and all.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
Not Pokemon IV, but IV and
a real IV.
A real IV.
When you like see the old people in the hospital dragging their little IV thing with them. That was me.
So we did do that because she did need to walk. So that did help. So we walked to the end of the hall at the hospital, but it didn't really help us. There was nothing else. Our person didn't really move much in the game. So
yeah.
So generally speaking, it was successful considering that we couldn't walk around. We weren't at a busy location. There wasn't Pokestops everywhere. So I only caught one shiny, and I don't think it was very strong, but I had a decision to make. You know, last event, I wanted to catch 3 shiny Dratini.
At least.
I can have a Dratini, Dragonair, and Dragonite shiny. So this time, I only caught one, so I had a decision to make. I went ahead and evolved it into a Venusaur.
Mm-hmm.
Specifically so I could have the new move. So, Josh, have you used the new move yet?
I've actually shoved him in a lot of gyms. I use him as like more defense in gyms.
Oh, really?
Yeah. So I haven't like went out and fought with him yet.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, but he's holding down gyms. I'm getting my coins.
So sometime in between there, there was a Lugia event. Did the Venusaur pop up in any of your recommended for Lugia?
Mm-mm.
Considering that it's a kind of a water psychic.
Mm-mm.
Or is it water
it's
psychic?
Grass.
Or is it flying psychic?
Oh, Lugia?
Yeah.
Lugia is...
I think it's water.
Water and psychic.
Yeah. So you would think that Venusaur might pop up as a recommended.
I think it's probably because I have other stronger things. Mm-hmm. It probably brings in those over that.
Okay, cool. So let's talk about Community Day just a little bit more before we move on. Because this Community Day was... I don't know. I wasn't as excited for it.
I agree.
Because I think we talked about it before. Pikachu is rare-ish in the game anyway. And then they did Surfing Pikachu, which, again, we talked about that. That was a big deal in Pokemon community. Then you do a Dratini.
Which was cool.
Which is like...
Awesome.
What? Yeah, super cool.
And not that I don't like Bulbasaur, but I don't think the event was different enough. So it was the same event, except for, I guess, a lesser Pokemon.
And I'd say he's the most common out of all the starters. Like, if I went outside right now, I could catch probably 4 or 5 Bulbasaur if I wanted to.
Yeah, especially in our area. Same thing with Chikorita. Mm-hmm. So it must just be the Texas whatever, even though the weather-boosted things include fire, but we don't see Charmanders.
No, never.
I never see Charmanders. And I don't really see Cyntaquil anymore. We used to.
Oh, yeah, when they launched.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But, yeah, all we see is Bulbasaurs and Chikoritas around here. And like you said, they're very difficult to catch. I don't even try to catch them anymore. So now, I don't know, Josh, if you know, can I still catch a shiny Bulbasaur in the wild now?
You can.
So I thought that. So I do the same thing I've been doing with the Swablu.
If I see it. The check and run?
Yeah, basically. Yeah.
Same.
Yep, check and run. I don't want to waste, especially now that I have a perfect Venusaur.
Mm-hmm. And you have your shiny.
And I got my shiny, and I'm level 40 now, so I don't need to just mass catch things for XP. So I don't even want to race the resources on trying to catch a Bulbasaur or a Chikorita because they're so difficult.
You're exactly where I am with the game.
Yeah.
Just the shiny check, and if it's not, bye, you know?
Yeah. So I know.
Unbiased Dan.
Still, she's over there catching stuff right now as we speak.
I am not. I was just checking something on the game.
I was, though.
Is there something out there?
There's a Venonat. I wanted to make sure it wasn't a Ditto.
Well, I think yesterday we came home, there was actually a Rhyhorn out there.
Because a Ditto is part of the new event, the story mode. You have to catch a Ditto.
Yeah, I got lucky because it was actually, I can't remember what Pokemon I caught. It was a Ghastly. I caught a Ghastly and it turned into a Ditto.
That's perfect.
So I was just like, okay, this works. So, Unbiased Ann.
Yes.
Anything else about the Community Day that you liked, that you disliked?
I mean, no, I don't really have a lot to say on it just because it was what it was, you know? I mean, I'm bummed we missed it with the group, and I feel like we would have caught a lot more, obviously, if we would have gone out to a more, you know, busy area.
So Josh, did we have a big showing? Was there a lot from our group?
We had a big showing, but Dratini had a bigger showing. Obviously, I mean, come on.
Yeah.
Yeah. Right.
So let's go ahead and then we can always come back to Bulbasaur, but let's go ahead and jump into
round 3.
And let's talk about Community Day number 4.
Ampharos, or however you say it.
Mareep,
yeah.
So what do you think about that? Are you excited about that? Do you think we'll have a big showing? Or me personally, I think it'll probably be the same as Bulbasaur.
I think it's the first Gen 2 to come to Community Day, which is kind of cool.
Yeah.
Because they're kind of like opening up the doors to Gen 2. But also, you never see his full, you know, final evolve in gyms. He's not a good battle holder, so it's just like...
It's so random.
I'm a little disappointed.
Yeah, I was like, Mareep?
Yeah.
What?
Yeah.
Just that there's a shiny chance that I'm excited about that.
Yeah, so go ahead and get the shiny. I think there was some sort of egg event where we finally were able to get him and mm-hmm. evolve him. Because when he first came out...
Ooh, he was rare.
Yeah, so if you had one, you were
yeah.
cool.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because it's like, how did you get that?
Mm-hmm.
I think I probably had one, so I had like four candy or something, and it was just like not even close.
Mm-hmm.
And at the time, it didn't have a bunch of rare candy. I wasn't going to dump it into it. Maybe if it was like a 98 one that I had just laying yeah. around, maybe I would have just to go ahead and have it and try to fight with it. But, and it's weird that it doesn't really show up in raids or anything. It's a pure electric type, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah.
So you would think it would, but mm-hmm. it doesn't. So am I excited about it? Not really. Shiny. Yeah, that'd be cool. I guess I'm more excited because we weren't able to participate in the last one. So.
Well, it's also exciting because it's not just about the spawns and the shiny. It's like the egg hatching.
Right.
It's like that's deducted too. So you can get out there and hatch your 10K eggs a lot quicker.
So let's talk about it. What are they doing specifically?
I think it's a fourth of the distance, something like that. Okay. I would have to check the yeah. stats. But
Hatch eggs four times faster.
Yeah, at four times faster. That's perfect.
Yeah.
Yeah. So that's cool. I feel like, yeah, they've done that before. So I've actually been holding on to my eggs. So we're going to get into this in the bonus round, but let me just touch on it real quick. When the quests first popped up, a lot of the things had something to do with hatching eggs.
Mm-hmm.
So I just put a bunch of 2K eggs because I think the 2K event, is it over or is it still
Yeah, going? It ended up, yeah, the Easter event?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's
so,
done.
So it ended. But when the quest first popped up, the 2K event was still going on.
Mm-hmm.
So I just put a bunch of 2K eggs and super incubators, and I was just hatching things left and right and getting my quest and my field research and blah, blah, blah. Now, I stopped because I'm like, I don't know what my new field research and what my new mythical whatever special research will look like, so I want to keep some eggs, especially 2K because they're faster
easy
to hatch. Mm-hmm. I want to keep them ready to go if some new quest types pop up. You know, mm-hmm. like that. So I haven't hatched anything in probably a week.
Are they all eggs from the Easter event, though?
Yeah.
That's good because the shinies were in there.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Oh, that's cool.
Yeah. They had new shinies added for just the Easter event.
Oh,
the shiny Why Not was in there.
Mm-hmm.
That goes, you know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
Yeah. He's in there. That might be one in your 2K.
Cool.
Yeah.
I swear, we missed everything.
Missed the Lugia.
Lugia.
We missed the eggs. We missed the community day.
The double Stardust.
Double Stardust was going on.
Ugh.
That's the hardest thing for right now for me to get Stardust.
Yeah, I keep getting to the 200,000 mark and I'm like, ooh, that's a lot. So then I start powering up stuff.
Yep.
And we're at the point now where I'm level 40. She's level 39. I don't want to admit it. But I think she has better Pokemon than I do, overall, well, generally speaking.
What? Yeah.
I think at like level 37, you can power them up to 40, though. So,
oh, really?
Yeah. So you probably have level 40 Pokemon, you know?
Well, and some of mine are maxed out. Like so that Tyranitar is completely maxed out.
So it's a level 40.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Cool.
So with that being said, we're trying to take on the 4-star raid battles by ourselves.
Mm-hmm.
And we're getting close on some. So every time I get that extra 100,000, I get close to 200,000 Stardust. Okay, here's a Absol. Here's a Tyranitar.
Mm-hmm.
Let's power up and see if we can beat it. And we're getting very close.
Mm-hmm.
So we're getting really, really close. So I would say in the next month, there will be some 4-stars that we can start duoing and just taking down by ourselves. Because, you know, we just don't like
Josh.
And
no.
And we don't want to go out raiding with him anymore.
It's all Josh. It's because of Josh.
The game does slow down a little bit once you hit 40, though. You're kind of like, yeah, you know?
Yeah.
I've got 10 of these. I'm good.
Right. So let's get back to the Mareep. So they have not announced if there's going to be a shiny yet?
They haven't, but every community day event so far has had a shiny
right. and
variant.
I think generally speaking, if you just think about the Pokemon game, I think every Pokemon has a shiny version.
Mm-hmm. I'm just expecting it, to be honest.
Yeah. So just
and they announced Dragon Pulse as the special move set. So he'll have a Dragon move set, which is cool.
Yeah. So I'm by saying, what about the next community day? Are you ready? You ready to go? You excited? You're gonna be pumped up? Go catch some sheep?
Yeah. I'm excited. I'm I think I'm just more like, okay, let's do this because we missed the last one.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm not excited about Mareep. I'm
right.
Like, eh.
Dang.
Okay. I know. I know. But I am excited for to hatch the eggs early or fast. I wish there was some double stardust. I'm really mad that I missed that. I hate that.
That's the hard part. Especially at your level.
I know.
Yeah.
But that's okay. It is what it is. So I'll take a shiny for sure. I'll take a shiny of anything.
I'll take a baker's dozen shiny.
Right?
Just saying.
So Josh, let me ask you this. This is something we asked Diane on the last show. What do you think overall about the community days? Are they too long? Are they too short? Are they just right?
I think they're perfect, to be honest with you, because by the time I'm done, because how hard I do go walking, I'm exhausted.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like, I seriously felt like I just got off a horse because I just, like, I've all walked.
Right.
Over and over and over.
And it's going to get harder because it's going to get hot.
Yes.
You know? And
yes.
It's just going to be, you're going to be even more drained.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't even think about that.
I didn't either.
So let's talk about that for a second, because I think when we met you all, it was hot outside.
Mm-hmm. Yes, it was I think hot.
It was like July.
Yes.
Yeah, the Legendary Birds were released last summer. And I think we've told this story on the podcast before. The first time we fought a Legendary Bird, it was Articuno.
I was with you.
Yep.
Nope, that was Lugia.
Oh, yeah, so yeah, yeah. We fought one. Fought we one. Tried to fight it by ourselves.
Wow.
We didn't know.
Y'all apparently. Thought you were bosses.
Yeah. We're like, it didn't go well.
And it was just after work one day, we just decided to go to the mall, and then there was Articuno, so we're like, okay, let's
Was try that to fight when it. All three birds were in rotation right. at the same time, or yeah. was it individually?
I think it was all three.
Okay.
I think. And then it was just too hot.
Yeah.
I think it was 104.
I was dripping sweat. I was like, okay, we can't do this just us two. So yeah. Let's go.
Yeah. So So playing Pokemon in general is going to be difficult. We're in Texas, so the winter wasn't that bad.
Mm-mm.
A couple of weeks where it's like super cold. But other than that, it was fine. But the summer, I don't know how we'll be able to handle a community day in the summer.
Pool party at my house.
For real. So summers are awful.
We need to lobby you to get a gym and a stop at your house then.
Right.
So they do have a fountain right there though. Just saying. If you're feeling crazy.
Yeah.
Just jump in the fountain.
That is true.
So, that's something to think about. So,
you know, I thought about running into that fountain, but there's a sign that says you have to be like,
this tall.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, dang it.
Just get on your knees. You're fine.
Right.
Yeah, we saw some tall people over there the other day, didn't we?
I feel like it. I'm sure.
So let's jump right into a
bonus round.
And we touched on it a little bit earlier. We talked about Mew a little bit. Let's talk about the quests.
Okay.
How do you like them so far?
I loved them because at 40, it gave me something to do that I kind of feel like almost finished with the game until some sort of new generation comes out or something new.
Right.
And, you know, I have 5 shiny Lugia. I'm good. So I was just looking for that next thing and for them to actually come out for something for us to do. Us level 40s, you know.
I cannot believe you have 5 shiny Lugia.
Yeah.
Oh my God. I'm so jealous.
Yeah.
So I'm the only thing that I'm kind of, I don't want to say mad about, but it's like they're just giving out XP all willy nilly with these quests, and it's like I don't need it, but do I need it? So we might have touched on this before, but the one thing that I noticed about this game now that I've hit 40, actually I guess I haven't talked about this on the podcast yet, the XP is still calculating.
Oh yeah.
So to me, what that tells me, being a gamer, the ultimate gamer, when they do raise the level, if it takes, you know, if you have to be at whatever 22 million to be level 41, then if I have 22 million, I will automatically be boosted to 41. That's usually how that works in games. So, but until they confirm that, I'm just done with the XP grind.
Same.
So I do hate that they're just passing out, here's 2,500 experience. Here's this, here's that, here's this.
I almost wish you could get the option of Stardust or experience.
Yeah.
Because Stardust, we could be investing back into our Pokemon.
Yeah, we can use that.
Yeah.
The only thing that I don't like about the field research is that it doesn't stop.
Right.
You can just keep going.
I agree.
And going and going. And usually in games, in video games specifically, which is probably what they're modeling after, you only get three a day, maybe, or some sort of quest, or you get three different things that you can achieve in a day, and then you have to come back the next day for more. Not just spend every Pokestop that you can spend, and you can keep getting new field research. That's just a lot. So I'm imagining, I'm assuming they're on a mad dash to get as many people to 40 as possible. And they've even made mention of it in their announcements. Congratulations to everyone who hit 40 on our WSP.
I just saw that. Yep.
Yeah, and Craig, this and that. So I think, I'm assuming that an increase in level might be coming soon.
You want to talk about a grind, though? Anything past 40 is going to be grind.
I'm not sure if they fully thought that out. Maybe it won't be as grindy as we think. It would be silly to have less experience to get to the next level, because, but at the same time, I'm not sure if they fully thought this out to the end. So, because I'm not trying to, you know, get 10 million XP to get one level up.
Oh my gosh, that would be insane.
Yeah, and at that point, I think I would quit the game.
Yeah,
if I'm good at 40. If I looked up and it took 10 million to get to the next level, or it's just like, no, I'm done.
Back to that grind?
No.
I just wanted to be done with the grind. That's why I grinded so hard.
To get
know?
There.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And now that I'm there, I'm just kind of like sigh of relief.
Mm-hmm.
Really.
Yeah.
And you're so close, you can taste it.
I know.
You're good.
So speaking of someone being so close.
Unbiased Dan.
What do you think about the quest system? Do you like it? Is it what you thought it would be?
I don't know. I mean, I like it because they do keep coming out with new stuff, new things to keep you going and, you know, preventing boredom, I guess, you know. But some days I like it, but some days I don't. I don't know what it is. I'm just like, I don't feel like messing with this, but I have to.
Mm-hmm.
I have to at least get one so I can get my stamp, so I can get whatever.
Is it turning more into a chore? Because you have your first catch of the day, you have your first spin of the day, now you have your field research or, you know, of the day. Is it becoming more of a chore than actually having fun playing the game?
A little bit. Yeah, because some of the stuff, it's like, I realize I can delete it, but then it's like, and it may just be because since I was in the hospital, I'm not back to work yet, so I'm sitting at home all day, so I can't really do anything until, you know, 4:30, 5 o'clock, and then it's like, okay, let me go figure out how I'm going to get some of these, because some of them are hard. And like one of them is like the supercharge attacks.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I'm finding that I'm having to raid at gyms where maybe my friends are in there, but I'm like, I have to do this. I have to use a supercharge attack. Mm-hmm. I'm not trying to kill you, you know, kick you out of the gym, but
I am.
I have to go wherever I can find something that I can, you know, fight.
Mm-hmm.
When you have to have strong enough Pokemon in that gym in order to even build up your charge.
Yes.
People throw in like, you know, Rosalias or something. Yeah. It's like, you can't even build up.
And that happened to me the other day. There was a Snorlax, which was what I needed to fight. And I killed it before I could even get to the
charge move.
Yeah. And I was like, durr. So I don't, in that case, it wasn't that somebody put a low one in. It was just that it had already been beat up.
Mm-hmm.
And so I couldn't get the charge move. And then I start getting like frantic because I still got to go home and cook dinner and other stuff. There's other stuff I got to do. So it's like,
yeah,
that's when I'm like, I don't like this at all.
So I'm wondering if they're doing that just to spark more battle and competition in the game. So I think we touched on this on the last podcast, but it's I did anyway. I understand this whole 8-hour rule and trying to play nice and friendly. I don't care.
Yeah.
Generally speaking, I don't care.
Yeah.
But I'm biased and care, so we kind of just play nice.
Well, yeah, because I don't want to play nice.
There are people that you know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But at the same time, this is the point of the game.
Well,
this is what it was designed to be.
And right now, everybody kind of knows that these missions have made it where you have to do a charge move and you have to battle this many gyms and stuff. So nobody's butthurt going into. Yeah. Everybody knows that she probably kicked me because she needs that stamp.
Yeah. That's good, because actually, we were at the mall the other day and we started fighting one, and I said, dang it, this is Diane.
And I was like,
sorry, Diane.
I felt really bad. I was like, I'm sorry, Diane, but I got to get this charge moved so I can go home.
She's one that doesn't care, though.
Okay, good.
Yeah, she knows.
So, I don't know. I'm by saying I'm looking at you side-eye right now.
Why?
So, I don't know if I like the quest. I don't like it. What did you just get?
Oh, yeah, I did get a perfect Moltres. That was...
What?
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 Oh, yeah, I know. That did help.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, but...
But you just, like, blah on the quest?
Well...
And you got a perfect Moltres?
Because it gives me anxiety sometimes. Because I got other stuff to do at home.
The only problem about the quest, though, is it's coming out as level 15. So, like, you need a ton of candy to get to that, to where you need it to be.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Yeah.
Yeah.
But if you get a perfect one, at least
it's worth it. Yeah, at least it's perfect. Yeah, then you can invest in it.
This is definitely worth doing.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, because it was. Yeah, it was a 15 something.
Yeah, so it's a level, well, it's a level 15. So
yeah,
I mean, you're going to have to feed a ton of stuff to that. You
yeah,
know?
I noticed that. I was like, oh my God, it's so low.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. And it didn't seem to be weather boosted. I think maybe we got unlucky. I don't know if they are weather boosted or if it was just windy that day. So
I know Diane went in to go fight, or she went while it was windy to catch her Mew because they're supposed to be boosted. Psychic is boosted in windy.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
And hers was not boosted.
Really?
So it's not touching the mythical challenges.
Ooh.
Yeah. We were kind of disappointed on that.
Because yours would have at least been maybe a 1700 or 1800 if it was weather boosted.
I know. That's
and that would have been a better, you know, obviously a better start to it.
And he is 100% catch rate. You can't miss unless you're like throwing it way off the screen. But on your third ball, everybody caught him.
So you're talking about?
Mew.
Mew. Okay.
Mew.
So we haven't gotten into the Mew yet. So
yeah, I have questions on that.
I'm kind of stuck. Not kind of stuck, but the catch ting ghost type Pokemon.
Mm-hmm.
Especially if you don't go out at night, which I'm not saying I'm afraid to go out at night. It's just once I get home, got to go sleep, got to go to work, blah, blah, blah. So now we haven't done our spins and things for today. So after this podcast.
Yeah, we got to go.
We got to go.
Same.
So hopefully when I go out tonight, I can catch those next two ghost Pokemon. And I don't know how hard level 6 for the mythical discovery is, but... hopefully I can rush through a couple of those things too. So I'm sure I can look it up. But the main question I have about her getting perfect Moltres, and I feel like I saw an announcement about it somewhere, Pokemon Go Twitter or something, but I didn't read it. It disappeared or something by the time, I don't know what whatever happened. But her field research was a lot more difficult than mine.
What were your challenges? I'm curious. Do you remember?
The five nice throws in a row or.
Okay. That was mine.
Yeah.
Three, you know, just a lot of that.
Mine were difficult.
Where it could be reset.
Mm-hmm.
And mine were more of the catch five Pokemon and catch 10 Pokemon. Just basic stuff.
Yeah. I haven't gotten those. Catch 10 Pokemon. Like mine have been, there's been several where I have to get the supercharge attack. And there's been several where it's been get this in a row, however many.
Mets were mine were.
Nice and great and whatever. And those I had a really hard time with because I don't know how to do those throws. I can do a curveball, but I can't. Sometimes like I'm aiming to do a nice and I don't get it. It just happens. Mm-hmm. I guess what I'm trying to say. So mine got reset a billion times.
Yeah.
And then so to me, it's. It makes sense that she got a perfect or something very high. And me, I got a 74. My Moltres was 74. I don't want that.
Mine's low too.
I'll just release that thing.
Yep.
No, I haven't released one legendary yet, but
same.
You get the point though. It's just like, so I don't know. And maybe that's why it feels more like a chore to her because she's done the more difficult tasks versus me. I'm done in 2 minutes. It's just like, okay, catch five Pokemon. All right, that's easy. Got my stamp. I move on. But she's doing the more difficult things. It's taking her 15, 20, sometimes 30 minutes. And then she got a perfect out of it. So that's something to.
What was the one? No, never mind. That was an easy one. It was catch three Pidgey or Murkrow. That one was easy. Because I kept seeing Pidgeys.
I've also noticed, though, when I'm dueling accounts with me and my nephew's account, I will see. He'll get the same mission as me off the same gym spin.
Mm-hmm.
So like he will get the same, you know, so catch three ghost type or whatever it was.
Yeah.
So I'm doing the same thing on his as I am on mine.
So
The fire. It was the catch three fire.
Yeah.
That's the one I had a hard time with.
That was a little difficult. I had the same one. And unfortunately for me, so here's another tactic. So a little bit of feedback that we did get about our first Pokemon show. People wanted more of our tactics, especially people that are listening that may not be even level 30 yet.
Mm-hmm.
So my tactics for fear research, if you don't want to be bogged down and bored with it and you know, it'd be a chore, don't do all three. Do what you can, maybe even get it to the brink. So if you have one that says catch three bug Pokemon, go ahead and catch your three Caterpie, right? And then get your stamp. But then if your second one says catch 10 Pokemon, well, go ahead and catch 9 Pokemon. And then tomorrow, all you have to do is catch one, and boom, you have your stamp.
Well, and if you get a mission that you're like, wow, like the three Skitty, since the event, the Skitty event, like Halloween event?
Yeah.
I haven't seen a Skitty since.
I see him every blue moon.
Okay, but I know I'm not going to get three.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So I just, there's a little trash button. You can trash that mission and just spin a gym or a stop and you'll get a new one.
But.
It does recycle though.
But what,
I've got it again.
But with that being said, would it help you get a better Moltres or whatever they do next time? If you did do maybe the more, like I said, if you did try to just keep it and do the Skitty. I wonder if it doesn't have anything to do with the difficulty. I wonder if it has something to do with how long you held on to it. So she held on to her field research longer than I did because mine was easier and I just did it real quick. So, but hers probably stayed in her box here for maybe 2 and 3 days sometimes. Maybe that has something to do with getting a better IV Pokemon. I don't know.
Who knows?
So obviously no one has done it. Have they made an announcement if the next 7 days was going to be something different, or do we think it's still going to be Moltres?
As of right now, we think it's still going to be Moltres. They haven't announced anything new.
Yeah.
And they've been trying to, you know, look in the coding and stuff, and they just see it as Moltres. So nothing's in there yet.
Yeah. So, yeah, actually, it was confirmed. We thought it was Moltres anyway, but it was actually confirmed like Wednesday or something. Because the people in Japan, obviously they're a day ahead and half a day, whatever you want to say. And then they tricked their phones.
Changed
the time. Mm-hmm. So yeah, Wednesday, I think it was confirmed here that definitely was a Moltres.
So I have a question on the Mew though. So I don't have anything on mine that says catch however many ghost Pokemon. So do I have to wait for that?
Well, you're probably on the wrong step.
So you're probably on 4 of 8 on your mythical discovery.
So there's two tabs there.
Yeah. I'm on 3 of 8.
Three of eight.
Okay, so you're going to get to the ghost one.
Yes.
Oh, so is it like 8 of 8?
It's 5 of 8.
It's somewhere. It's like 5 or 6 somewhere in there.
Yeah, because I'm at 5 and it's the...
Okay.
Yeah.
I only have one left on this one. It's battling 2 raids.
Oh.
We just haven't been out. We can do that this weekend.
Easy.
Yeah.
I'm busy.
Well, luckily I have Josh, so I could, you know, go with them.
Josh.
That has a ring to it.
Josh.
So tell us about the Mew. Before it was actually released in the game, I think I saw the video of it like disappearing and teleporting or doing something weird. So was it hard to catch? Was it hard to throw at?
So after you get the missions all completed, it asks you, do you want to encounter Mew?
Spoiler alert.
Sorry. And then obviously you say yes. And on iPhones, it activates the AR mode. So he's like camouflaged in whatever your camera's looking at.
Oh, okay.
You know what I mean? So like whatever, if you're like looking at a tree, he'd be blended in the bark. And everybody's catching him. He's got 100% catch rate and they're catching him on the third ball.
Cool.
But he's kind of like just kind of, you know, like Alien. Or Predator.
Yeah.
Like, he's kind of like that. He's just kind of like, you get to see, like, just a little bit of the outline of him.
Kind of like on Halo.
Yeah.
Like, when you go invisible, you can kind of see something there.
Yeah.
Especially if you had that HDTV. Yeah. I'm going back. 2007, Halo 3, if you had the HDTV, you can really see it. If you're still on the 2, maybe not so much.
Or Titanfall. It's in Titanfall, too. Just saying.
Yeah. Oh, but anyway, this is Pokemon Go. It's a Pokemon Go episode. Okay. So, yeah, I'm once I get these... I don't want to look it up. I don't want to see what's on 6, 7, and 8. I'm just hoping that I can speed through a lot of it.
I have that if you want to see it.
I don't want to see it. Some tasks were automatically unlocking.
Mm-hmm. You've already accomplished it?
Already accomplished.
Like level wise and stuff? Yeah.
Reach level 15 or it whatever it was.
Cakewalk. Yeah.
Yeah. So it just automatically. So that also leads me to believe the thing about the XP. Mm-hmm. So when they do the level, raise the level cap, that you'll automatically get your level up. I'm hoping that I can get a Mew this weekend. It's doable.
You can do it.
Yeah. Well, I think we're trying to do a podcast tomorrow with
Terrence.
So that's going to take up some time.
We got to get out though, cause I need a Latia or whatever it is.
Oh yeah. So let's talk about that real quick. So Josh, did you get a good one or?
Yeah, I think I have a 96. I think I have five of them.
Dang, I thought I had a good one. I got a 91.
Oh, Latios?
Yeah,
Latios. I have five.
Yeah.
I have five of them.
So it's probably, you have five of them. Mm-hmm. So I only have one and it's a 91, which is probably a 92.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm good. I'm not saying that I won't catch anything higher, but what it seems like has been happening for me with the legendaries is I either get a good one, I'm talking 96, 98, or I'm stuck in that 92 range. So the fact that I already have a 92, like I'm good. Like
I always get my first good one, like right at the beginning.
Yeah.
And then it's garbage the rest of the month.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Same here. So, and you weren't able to catch yours.
No, I didn't. We only did one.
This dragon's really understimulating. Like,
really?
Because there's no shiny opportunity right now, that, as we know of. He's in the programming, but he's not out.
Yeah.
So it's not like as fun as Lugia was, because you always have that, like, who is it going to be shiny?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You know?
Yeah.
Keep you wanting for more.
We're going to have to do some raiding this weekend, though, because I need at least one.
Well, just remember, he's boosted in wind, too. So if you see the wind icon, go raid him then.
Okay.
Saves you a ton of Stardust and candy.
Yeah, for sure.
I'm busy.
Whatever.
So is there anything else specifically that we want to talk about with the field research or the special quest or anything like that?
I'm just loving it. Gives us something to do.
So when the special, on the special tab, once you get to 8 of 8, and you get your Mew, what happens after that? Does it start over?
It says this, something else will be coming soon.
Oh, okay.
So.
Because I was going to say, I can see people getting bored pretty quickly because like, okay, done with that.
Maybe Celebi. Maybe this will help with the game's problem of letting us catch multiple legendaries.
I would agree.
I will be disappointed if I get a Mew and it's not very good. However, I'm fine with only catching one Mew because that's how it is in the game. You don't have 5, 6, 7 Mew and Mewtwo running around. You have one.
What I liked about it though the most is you went into it knowing you were going to get him. You didn't have to worry about, oh, is this thing going to run?
Right. Like with Mewtwo, everybody was like,
yeah, is he going
to
run?
And you know what? I think I'm okay with him running as long as I have another chance to catch him. And once I catch him that one time, I don't have another chance to catch him.
Mm-hmm.
I'm okay with that.
You just want at least one.
Just one.
Yeah.
And my chance to catch one. The fact that we're catching legendaries and Mews and Mewtwos with no Master Ball. Because that was the big thing in the game.
Oh, yeah, I did. I was like, what?
Yeah, that's the big thing in the game. So in the game, a lot of people, I think you encountered a legendary bird before you encountered Mewtwo. So a lot of people used their Master Ball in the game on a legendary bird. Then they got to the Mewtwo and they couldn't catch him.
Mm-hmm.
So luckily for me, I saved mine and just tried really hard on the legendary birds in the game and I got them. So we're catching Mews and Mewtwos with no Master Balls and...
I'm ready for them to cycle Mewtwo though.
Yeah.
Celebi
or
something. It's been a long time.
Well, yeah, it has.
But if it's mythical, so let's talk about that. If it's a mythical discovery, then Celebi would have to be next.
Yeah.
And I guess it will never be a part of the raid system.
I mean, something for sure is coming because it says more research requests will be coming soon. Exclamation point.
Okay.
So we'll see.
Well, so at least it's something to grind to quickly and then you can be done with it.
Mm-hmm.
As far as, again, us level 40s over here.
Oh. Uh-huh.
I need something on Faketana that says level 40. So I think the only glitch that I see with it is that when you do get to the next level, for some reason, the Professor Willow tells you everything twice. Like it is.
Oh yeah, that was
I got
weird.
That too.
It's like, what is this?
Yeah, like a double.
And I'm reading it, thinking that I'm actually looking at something new. Oh, something else is happening.
Mm-hmm.
No, he's regurgitating the same information. I'm like, oh, I got excited for no reason.
It also does it if you force close the app and reopen the app.
Yeah.
It all warns you again, oh, this is happening, and you know, yeah. No, they just really want you to understand the story, I guess.
Make sure you read this.
Niantic is raggedy. So speaking of field research that was more difficult, the ones that I have going on now look similar to your old ones. So currently I have, let's talk about what we all currently have. I have win a raid, make 5 nice throws, and then make 3 nice throws in a row. So right now I'm at 2 nice throws in a row. So what I was getting scared, I don't want to say scared because I'm ultimate gamer, is this going to keep going? Are they going to start saying 3 excellent throws in a row?
Yeah, is it going to grow? Yeah.
Because it's like, yo.
It's hard.
What?
Yeah.
So Josh, what do you have currently in the bank?
I have spin 3 Pokestops you haven't visited before.
Oh,
I've done this one before, so I'm struggling.
Yeah.
Like I'm going out of town at this point.
Yeah.
Right.
Catch 3 dark type Pokemon, which I can be Murkrow. They're everywhere.
Yeah.
And there's a shiny variant now. Just saying. And then catch 3 fire type Pokemon. Diane did one that was catch, I don't know, 3 type of some certain Pokemon, and she encountered a Chansey. A really good Chansey.
Oh wow.
I think I've done the Pinsir for the 3 bug. It gave you a Pinsir.
Okay.
And maybe a Scyther.
Okay.
Once. So I think I did 2 Pinsirs and a Scyther. Something else. I can't remember what I got for the fire.
I did a Houndour.
It was what's the slug? The fire slug.
Oh, Slugma.
But it was I think it was the
Macargo.
One. Yeah, it was
yeah, the I did that one. I did that
yeah,
one.
Yeah, for the yep. fire.
Mm-hmm.
Unbiased Dan.
What do you have in the bank?
Use a super effective charged attack in 7 gym battles.
Wow.
Catch 3 Meowth or Skitty, which I'll probably just trash. Catch 3 flying type Pokemon.
Don't give up hope.
Flying type's easy.
Yeah, I already have 2. I just need to get 1.
Yeah.
Tonight.
But you know what's funny? Didn't we go out yesterday looking for a Pidgey or something? And it took us like
yes
forever to find a Pidgey.
Yeah. It was weird. Yeah. But we found it.
Finally. Yeah. After like, what, 20 minutes?
Yeah.
It took 4 pitch.
That's crazy. It's like when you're looking for them, you can't find them.
I know.
But then they're everywhere when you're not.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So anyway, I'm going to get a Mew this weekend.
Okay.
So.
Terrence.
We'll just have to wait.
I think 1 in our group got a shiny.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Anybody got like a really, like a like
I don't know perfect? If it's good IVs, but.
Anybody got a perfect?
Somebody else that posted 1 so far got another 91. So uh-huh. I think that there's certain numbers that people are hitting. Like I know Diane, I think hers was 80%.
Mm-hmm.
Mine was 91. Somebody else's was 91. A lot of people haven't encountered them yet though. A lot of people are like all of our people that have, you know, spoofed.
In the group? Oh,
that
oh,
have
yeah.
spoofed.
Mm-hmm.
They can't catch ghost type right now.
So,
oh yeah,
but I don't want to dwell on the spoofers. We did that last time,
mm-hmm.
but let's talk about what's going on with the spoofers quickly, just so we can get the information out to the public. Josh, what's going on with the spoofers right
they're
now?
They're like shadow banned, so they can only catch certain common, and it doesn't include ghost type. So, in part of the challenge is you have to catch 10 ghost type.
Mm-hmm.
So they're having to raid ghost type in order to catch them.
That's crazy.
And our map is down, so we don't know where the raids are. So they're all like. Chasing level 1, level 2 raids, Duskull, and you know.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't mind doing a Duskull. I don't have a good Dusclops, and I don't have a shiny.
Same.
So I'm fine with doing that, and I'm still on that challenge. So I'm okay with not that I'm a spoofer. I don't spoof. That's not what I'm saying. I'm just saying, generally speaking, I'm okay.
Yeah, you'd raid it though.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So shadow ban. So it's for some reason when you just explained what's going on, it sounded real shady to me. As far as Niantic, like what are y'all doing? Like if you're gonna ban people, in my opinion, just ban them altogether. Because my thing is, you can't catch certain type of Pokemon, but you can do raids.
Mm-hmm.
You don't have to spend money to catch Pokemon, but if you want to do more than 1 raid a day, you have.
But
to spend
the Pokemon
money.
They can catch is like super common. It's like Caterpie, Pidgey,
right?
They are. it's basic.
So, but my thing, but you'll still allow us to do raids that most people spend money for.
Because that's money.
Yeah, I was gonna say, I can't see them ever banning all the spoofers because it...
They invest in the game.
Yeah, it's a lot of money.
A lot of money.
I would assume at a certain point, I'm pretty sure it's prevalent now, but when people actually start selling accounts, because that's a big thing online with MMOs. This is not an MMO, not yet. But it's getting really close to being one, and that's what people do. They build up the characters.
They're already selling them. Yeah. I know people that already bought level 35 accounts, but they get banned super quick too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Why would you buy somebody's account?
You don't have to grind.
You don't have to grind the first 35 levels.
Because usually when they sell them, they say they have different levels.
And they'll say, my Pokedex for, Gen 1, Gen 2 is complete for this account, and either, here's the price for...
Yeah, either complete or, hey, this account has 3 perfect Dragonite, 3 perfect Articuno, 3 perfect this, and it costs X amount of dollars.
Mm-hmm.
This one only has 1 perfect this and 1 perfect that, and it's a little bit cheaper.
Mm-hmm.
So, and to me, I wouldn't buy an account anymore.
Same.
But... To me, I'm definitely not buying a level 35.
You just...
Because that's not even halfway through the game.
35 isn't that half... No, is it 37 that's halfway?
37.
37 that's halfway
through
the game.
That's not even halfway through the game. But for a person who may not know, look at that. I'm almost...
Yeah.
I'm almost maxing.
I know a lot of people...
That is crazy.
It's like, no, you're not.
Yeah.
Not even close.
Yeah.
So...
The game gets real slow from 37 to 40.
Yeah, it does.
If you're not on like an event, it's a snooze fest.
Yep. Yeah.
Luckily for me, maybe even us.
Yeah.
All three of us, there were plenty of events to happen once we hit level 39.
So, I have to check how many Rayquaza raids I did because that was during the XP event.
Yeah.
And I think I did over 180 Rayquaza raids.
What? Oh my gosh.
Huh?
Yeah.
That's insane.
What?
I really did.
100 and oh,
I went from 37 and a half to 40. In that XP event, in that 2 weeks.
So when they were saying congratulations to all the trainers that hit 40, they were really just talking about...
Yep.
Josh, that is crazy. 180.
Yeah, I did a ton of raids.
So that might be something we can get into in future Pokemon Go episodes, just starting to look at some of those stats.
The numbers of how many legendaries you have rated, how many Lugia.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
My Lugia is low. I still only have one Lugia to this day.
What's when you really found the people though to raid with? You didn't have that group yet.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
So I think we told this story before on the podcast, but when we said we found the raid group or the raid group found us, it was Josh.
Hi.
It was
Josh.
Yes. It was
on day one when we encountered the raid group. It was a Lugia.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and I didn't catch that one.
I didn't catch it either.
It was hotter than Hades.
Yes.
Yes.
Yep.
We were under a tree at least.
Yeah, we were.
Yep. Over by that GameStop.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
You guys were in the corner and you were kind of looking at us like, are they playing? And I did the same thing. Are they playing?
Yeah.
I walked
up. You know what though? I don't remember realizing that y'all were playing. I might have thought, like wondered, but I went, when you came up to us, I was like, yeah, hey, because it didn't occur to me. Did it? Or did we? I think I
had made mention of it. I said, I think they're playing over there.
Oh, okay.
You can tell when someone's playing.
Well, there's like a cluster of people that are doing something on their phone.
Yeah. They're right here at the gym with the Lugia and they're all making little curveballs on their phone.
They weren't even playing yet.
We didn't jump in yet. We were seeing if you guys were going to come in.
Yeah.
And because I don't think y'all had enough people at the time.
We didn't.
No.
Yeah.
We didn't.
So I think with us two, and I think at the time, I think most people had caught our levels, but I think we were pretty decent level at the time. It's not like we were just like level 14 or something.
Yeah. We're like mid 30s.
Yeah. Well, I think we were early 30s.
So 31 and 32.
31 and 32. So I think that would definitely help any raid group at that time. And just especially if you're right there, it's like, okay, two more level 30 plus people. Oh, yeah, we're going to beat this.
Yeah. I remember too, because y'all were waiting on one more person. And I remember you were like, it's going to be like 20 minutes. Is that okay? And we were like, we're going to go grab some food.
Yeah.
And I remember.
And Josh looked like.
Okay.
Are they coming back?
Yeah, he
yeah, Genesis, I was wondering.
Genesis made a comment. We walked off and he goes, I think they're scared we're not coming back. And I was like, no, we're just, we'll just surprise them because we are coming back.
I think someone actually even stopped us as we were walking off and said, hey, where are y'all going? you know?
Oh, yeah.
We're just going to get something to eat. We'll be right back.
Yeah.
I promise. Because I think if we didn't come back.
Yeah, because it's a numbers game.
Right.
Yeah.
And we're just looking went to the little
Okay, there's two.
Yeah. It's like, we're coming back. See, and we came back. Mm-hmm. And we came back and we stayed. So
we did.
For the long haul.
And that's how you guys actually got into the group, though.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
I know. I remember someone else in the group, they were like, well, we were scared to talk to y'all because we didn't know for sure. I'm like, I'm glad you said something.
Well, it's so funny because my experience is almost the same exact thing for you. You know, I was just driving around with me and my nephew and I was like, oh, there's a Tea Tower raid. Let's just go see what the numbers look like when you click the gym. How many you need?
Yeah.
Can we two-man this? You know, not going to happen.
Nope.
Yeah. And then I pull up and I'm like, there's a ton of people here.
That's
like,
crazy.
What is happening right now?
Where was that at?
It was at Zula Bee Library.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So it was just like, there was a ton of people there.
Yeah.
And that's where I met Steve with 5 phones at the time.
Yes.
And yeah. Now he has like Diane. 10.
Shout out to Steve.
Yeah.
And Diane.
And his 10 accounts and her 4. But everybody's kind of grown in account size, but it's just turned into like a family at this point. You know what I mean? Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's awesome.
Yeah. I don't think I'm ever going to have more than just this one account.
You don't think so?
Yeah, I don't think so. I think we thought about it at a certain point before we got into the raid group because we were like, man, I sure would like to get into this gym. It's full of valor.
And hold it.
And there's no spots for us. Mm-hmm. So if we just had like another blue account or something, we can just knock them out and just put ours in. That thought crossed my mind at some point, but then we never went down that route, especially since the whole battling gyms, they need to really revamp that.
I agree.
It's been revamped, but no one likes the new system.
Yeah.
So they really need to do something about that. So, because I don't, again, I've said this on the podcast before, the only reason why we did over the past maybe 3 months kind of go hardcore with the gyms is just to make them gold. And now that we made them gold, we don't.
I'm the same way.
Yeah. We don't do like, I mean, we used to go out and it was just gyms. Let's find gym. Let's get into that. I think at one point we were in 23 gyms.
Yeah.
But you were collecting coins too.
Yeah.
You didn't like the max out at 50.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And that was with the old system.
Yeah.
We got into 23 gyms. Now I don't have any desire to get in 2 gyms.
I'm just good on one.
Yeah. We try to do one to get the coins.
Right. Yeah. Just put a strong tank inside of the gym and get your 50 coins.
And here we go again with this chore. So now let's go take 1 gym a day.
Mm-hmm.
Let's go spin, not even take, just get into 1 gym.
Mm-hmm.
Let's go spin once a day. Let's catch 1 Pokemon. Let's get 1 stamp. I mean, it's good because you keep people engaged, but that's going to get old. That's going to get old. So I don't know if that's enough to keep us motivated at 40. Us at 40.
Okay. I'm almost there.
To keep us playing on a daily basis like we were before until the next community day.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
This is what I'm doing right now. I'm raiding the new boss like every other day. So I have the 2 passes, the 2 free passes.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
I'm not spending money on him.
After 180 Rayquaza raids, I would guess not.
Yeah, okay.
So I think with me, I still have so many raid passes left over from something.
Box. Like a package.
Several boxes.
I think I'm good on raid passes for now. I don't. Sorry, Niantic.
Yeah.
I don't see myself spending any more money on this game anytime soon.
Yeah.
I don't need lucky eggs.
Same.
I don't need to raid 18 times a day. So I don't need all the passes.
Well, if they told us they were going to up the level, I'd be lucky egging everything still.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I would too. And they're giving us a lot of items with these quests, with these daily quests. So I don't even have to spend for items anymore. I'm getting so many from this. I'm like, I have so many Pokeballs. And it was just like for the past year, I've had no Pokeballs. Like I just run through them like crazy. Even when I go out to spend to get them, I catch more than what I'm receiving from the stops.
Well, if it's a legendary raid, you don't need the Pokeballs. They give them to you.
Yep.
You know what I mean? It's the same white ball every single time.
So sorry, Niantic.
Yeah.
You might not get any more money from me this year. However, if you would like to sponsor our show, I'll put some of that back. I'll put 1% back into the game.
Hey.
So anyway, as usual, we like to keep these around an hour. And I think we hit our mark today. So, anybody else have any closing thoughts about Pokemon Go in general.
I do. I have some closing thoughts about Community Day.
Okay.
Can I go into that a little bit?
Yeah.
Okay. So like for our team, when we're on the ground and we're the youthful bunch, mm-hmm. I think it's important for us to help the older generation. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I saw two women struggling during a Community Day. They live and breathe the game. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
They really want that chance at a shiny.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So I think it's important for us as a group, the younger ones,
to help
grab their phones.
Yeah.
Boogie around, get them what they need as long as you're getting yours too.
Sure.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
That's what I wanted to say.
Yeah, no, I totally agree. Cause I know we have some people in our group like that
mm-hmm. One's in a walker.
Yeah.
You know,
but loves it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So you two might not get this reference, but I think the listeners will. You know, be kind to your fellow trainer. Don't be like Gary Oak.
I don't get it.
Yeah.
We're like,
yeah. So anyway, Gary Oak is Professor Oaks, which is the original professor. It's his grandson. And he's rivals with Ash Ketchum, which is the main character on the show.
The little kid.
And Gary's all about himself. He has cheerleaders that follow him around and cheer him on. And he can care less about, you know, he's not like a villain. He's more like a tweener. So it's like he's a bad guy, but he's not doing bad things. He's just kind of mean to Ash. But, you know, because in the Pokemon movie, the awful movie that we went to go see, there was that one trainer that was clearly.
Oh, yeah. That guy was mean, though.
Yeah. Yeah. He kicked the Charizard.
It was so sad.
Not Charizard. He kicked Charmander.
Charmander.
Yeah. He told Charmander, wait here. He had no intentions of coming back. And Charmander just waited there. And it was raining.
It was sad.
Raining on the Charmander.
Mm-hmm.
And so that part was sad. But Gary's not like that. He's not mm-hmm. evil. But he's all about himself. He'll run and maybe accidentally knock over the old lady.
Yeah.
To make sure he catches that Pokemon first. So don't be like Gary.
Gosh, no.
Don't be like Gary. Be more like
Josh.
Yeah.
Aww.
All right, so it's time to wrap up the show. So social media plugs, let's get them in one more time. I think one thing that I missed earlier was our website. Website is live. It's out there. If you forget and don't want to rewind the podcast for some reason to our social media plugs, go to the website. We built the website as a hub, a central hub where you can get anywhere you want to go. So if you're more of a Twitter or Facebook person, go to our website. There are links to all of our social media pages. Links to our SoundCloud, links to our iTunes. So check us out at anxgamecenter.com. Again, follow us on social media, Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, at anxgamecast.
That's it for today, guys. Thanks for listening to ANX Gamecast. Be on the lookout for more bonus levels coming soon. See you next time.